The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
There's lots to be cheerful about, chief amongst them, the weather, the glorious weather over the next few days. How, though, do you cool down when it gets a little bit too hot? Mary Ryan is an endocrinologist and a senior professor at Bonsecours Barrington's Hospital in Limerick. Mary, there's lots of, there's lots of truth, there's lots of myth out there as well. Can I ask you about one that I often hear? So often I repeat it myself, but I don't know if it's real. You're better off have a warm drink rather than a cool drink to cool down.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lukewarm drink, really, because it's a bit like the cold shower. You think that the cold shower is the right thing to do, but the cold shower, the blood vessels constrict at the skin surface, whereas with a warm shower, it brings the blood vessels, they open up and vasodilate at the skin surface so that the sweat can evaporate. So we as humans have 2 to 4 million sweat glands, where in the animal kingdom, we've really ace it on sweating. And those sweat glands evaporate moisture, and actually that's how you cool down. So the blood vessels bring the warm blood to the skin surface and then it evaporates, and the hypothalamus is the little area in the brain that basically regulates the whole heating mechanism. But yeah, like you said, the lukewarm shower is better than the cold shower. Wearing cottons and linens helps as well. Hydration is really important, you know. So one of the things we say is to look at the colour of urine. So if it's very dark yellow, it means you're not hydrating enough. We want it to be a light yellow, and that's very important, because that'll tell you whether or not you're getting enough water.
So not a nice cold drink or not a nice cold shower, but what about just a cold compress in the forehead? That's lovely.
Brilliant. Yeah, perfect. Absolutely perfect. Or on the neck, great way of cooling down. And we see it there watching Wimbledon with the tennis players. They're all with their cold compress around the neck and on the forehead. Yeah, so great.
Yeah, and you
way
see it even in the Tour de France, and particularly hot stage now. They've been up in the north of the country, it's been cool, and they shove these ice packs down the top of the jersey.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, yeah. And it's all ways of helping. And obviously wearing the right clothing as well, wearing a hat on the head helps, because you're lessening the exposure of the head to the sun and you're just increasing air circulation. So that helps. And being sensible and avoiding peak times in the sun. So you don't run in the real intense heat. You do it in the morning or the evening when it's cooler. These are sensible things to do. And one of the things I always say to elderly patients in particular is they've got reduced sweating compared to when we're younger, and they've slower circulation. They've also got a decreased thirst response, and they might be also on medications like beta blockers or diuretics, which impair the heart response or cause dehydration. So it's really important that in the intense heat, that elderly people definitely avoid that period of where it's very, very hot and try and go out in the cooler periods, but also that they take frequent sips of water, monitor their urine colour. That's really important. And consult with your doctor if there's anything you're worried about. And I suppose the big thing I would caution with all people is, and this happens, you know, at all ages, if people go out and, you know, and they're not hydrated, they can get a thing called sunstroke, which is where you get confused, nausea, dizziness, you're not sweating despite the heat, you know, you've increased swelling in the legs. So if you get that, you have to get to a hospital straight away and get hydrated.
What about those people then who are maybe they're looking forward to the day, but not so much the night, and tossing and turning in the bed? Is there anything they can be doing during the day in terms of prepping the room?
Absolutely. So like keeping the curtains closed, if you've got those dark, shutters on your windows, pull them down during the day. So basically keeping the room as cool as you can. If you have the benefit of air conditioning, brilliant. But in Ireland, we don't usually. So just keeping those curtains closed or the blinds closed during the day, that really, really helps. The other thing is that, you know, if you sleep on your own, if you have another bed and you're a couple or whatever, it's spread out, you know, and that certainly cools. And just spreading yourself in the bed helps, because you're increasing the surface area to help you cool down. That also helps. And believe it or not, electronics, don't have them charging in the bedroom, because that increases the amount of heat in the room. So definitely the phones have to be outside the bedroom. And that's really important.
Mary, listen, go on.
Yeah, the bed sheets, of course, cotton bed sheets, if you can, you know, that's important as well. So, you know, all, everything that helps you to stay cool, that really helps. And by the way, I'm
sleep
in Orlando.
In the nip. Sleep in the nip, Mary.
Sleep in the nip. Absolutely. No problem with that at all. No problem with that at all. Yeah, absolutely.
Just be careful if you sleepwalk. Listen, Mary, it's great to talk to you. And thanks a million for the great advice. Mary Ryan, the endocrinologist and senior professor at Bon Secours Barrington's Hospital in Limerick.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.